Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
NFL Sunday.
NFL Sunday is brought to you by
Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com.
The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass.
Zuti, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details.
And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
This hour of NFL Sunday, sponsored by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com.
Time now for NFL Sunday, broadcasting from the best yet private brand studio.
With Super Bowl champions Christian Fourier and Jermaine Wiggins, alongside Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe.
NFL Sunday is brought to you by
Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com. The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. Zuti, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
NFL Sunday
with Fourier, Wiggy, Gresh, and Keith on WEEI.
Into the final hour, getting you ready for week 8 of the National Football League season. Coming to you live from the Best Yet Private Brand Studios. We're going to get up to go around the National Football League in mere moments. Again, condolences to all of Red Sox Nation and the Remy family. The passing of Red Sox legend Jerry Remy broke while this show was going on. We continue to power on and talk NFL, but of course the Rem Dog will be mixed in a little more, I think, to everybody's programming tomorrow. And week 8 of the season. Feels weird, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's flying.
It really yeah, it is. How did...
It's really week 7, though.
Well,
the extra game.
Really week 7. Week 8. Yeah, the extra
week
game.
Eight.
Depends on who had a bye.
Two regular season games in January is weird.
Now we're gonna get into the fruity whip headache of the trying to figure all that out.
Midway point. No, it's not.
But before we get into Thursday Night Football and then the games that really matter to the Patriots and the Chargers, I kind of asked this sort of half serious and half joking, and we tried to get Damian. We tried to get a little out of Damian Harris on Friday with Gresh and Keefe on this question. But do you pack a Halloween costume so if you win the game, you're going full-blown Halloween on the plane home? How was Halloween handled when you guys were players, Wiggy?
Well, I think if you're when you're playing at home, you could dress up a little bit.
Did you see Myles Garrett walking in today?
Yeah. So it's a little like it's cooler when you're at home.
Yeah.
Nowadays versus when Christian and I played, like the presence of not just social media, but what guys wear going to the stadium is much greater.
Yes.
So I know if I was playing it.
You'd dress up.
Oh, yeah. I would have had something really, really good.
Yeah, I'm a no on all the above.
Of course. Of course. Hates all the rah-rah stuff.
Yeah, he's you don't
no,
like
but
that
all rah-rah. Listen, I did paint my entire body to be blue to be Papa Smurf last night. I'm just going to let that be known, okay?
Where's this photo?
I will send it to you guys.
Okay.
I will send you the photo.
We won't release it out. No.
No, it just doesn't matter. I'm actually very proud of it. yeah, the funny thing that could, you know what cracks me up though?
He blew himself.
He blew himself.
I blew myself, yes. you know that the one clip that keeps going around is the Randy Moss and Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah, right. That one's been going around. What's better than
that
candy
amazes
costume?
Me. Yeah. That amazes me that he went to that costume party.
Yeah.
And actually dressed up and then roller skated around with his girlfriend.
Not only dressed up, but his outfit was like
pirate.
He didn't just throw that together. It wasn't like what we did on Friday. What kind of crap you got in your closet?
He loves Halloween. He talks about it every year. They ask him the same questions and he lights up every time. This year it was what's your favorite candy? He's like, anything in the bag. Like, he is all about candy and costumes.
He was a visionary because he knew Brady would be a Buccaneer one day.
That's what it was.
Oh,
he saw it.
Very good.
Foreshadowing his future.
Did you guys know when you played for Bill Belichick that he was very pro Halloween?
No, I didn't really.
No clue.
Yeah, I when I got to Minnesota, that's when, and Randy was there. That's when we did like a lot of the.
So Randy was always into it, huh?
Yeah, that's like when we did the costume party, dressing up Halloween party, which is cool. I love to me Halloween is my favorite holiday of the year. I love being able to dress up, act the fool, and not have anything. If I was playing, I already know I would have went as like Clayton Bigsby to one of the games. If it was as big as it is now, like you see now, like they video you for everything you wear. So I like some of the stuff that these guys are doing. I like to see them dress up.
The best one I saw actually was, I think, Ted Johnson painted his whole body green and was the Hulk.
That's a
good
one.
It was like rolled around. Like, he literally was built like the Hulk anyway. And then he's, you know, so I thought that was like,
that's a good one. Good. That's pretty good.
That's a really good one.
Because he didn't really need anything other than just to be green.
Right.
There you go. That's right. Just be green, baby. Just be green. All right, let's get into week 8 of the National Football League, which already started with what turned into, even though it was a little more low scoring than people thought, a pretty good game between the Green Bay Packers and the Arizona Cardinals. Packers down a couple of big players on offense, and they find a way to get a win over the Cardinals, 24-21, and Aaron Rodgers, pretty happy guy.
I think we're a gritty football team. I think nobody probably expect us to win tonight, definitely not to be, maybe to be in the game, but definitely not to win with the guys that we had out. I'm really proud of the guys. I felt like we had a lot of confidence.
Aaron Rodgers may hate the GM, right? Maybe his last year in Green Bay, no Devontae Adams, but still in a regular season game.
Right.
It's hard to bet against the Green Bay Packers.
And this is the same Green Bay Packers that played in the NFC Championship last year?
Yes, they did, at home.
They're going to be pretty
good. They're pretty good.
They cracked. So this is what's funny for, you know, this last week I thought was funny because suddenly there was one tweet by some guy who, you know, talked about, you know, then more proof that Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback to ever live.
Well, that's not
like, oh, look what he was able to do without any of his first wide receivers.
That's
who it is.
Hyperbolous.
I was like, oh God,
a bit much.
Please, like the whole like Aaron Rodgers is the best to ever do it. I don't think he's top five. I don't understand. Like, it's like he always gets force fed down our throats as like the best quarterback ever. And if I was going to just do a top five list, he's not even on it.
He's the most skilled ever. Like, when you think of just skill, like quarterback skill, you could probably say Aaron Rodgers probably by far.
Like everything you want.
Everything you want. Yeah, everything you want. You would say he has that. But I think he's probably the most overrated because he's only won one championship in his whole time in
Green
Bay.
I remember in the playoffs last year talking about how it was probably the most important for him because if he gets that second Super Bowl, he probably is in a lot of people's top fives for you, like at that point.
Right.
But without
why,
you're like,
Rich?
Why? I don't know, the MVP, the winning, like he
I know,
does everything.
It's funny.
I think the Super Bowl is the only thing that's keeping him off that list.
Like, even like John Elway, I go, okay, John Elway went to 4, lost, then 1-2. So just that alone puts him ahead of Aaron, or should put him ahead of Aaron Rodgers. You know, and there's other guys that.
It's a skill set, Christian, though. Elway's,
I know, but it's just.
Elway's
I don't know. I just think
set,
it's funny. It's like.
But it's based on.
It's force fed down our throats.
Right, but it's all based on their. Like, if you could say, hey, you could only take one to be a franchise quarterback for the next 10 years. Aaron Rodgers or John Elway, most people would probably take
John Elway.
I would say Aaron Rodgers because of his skill set. Like,
Rodgers. The game's a little bit
John
different.
John Elway was
different.
Awesome. He was awesome.
He won two Super Bowls.
He was great.
He won two Super Bowls.
He was a great
because of Terrell Davis.
He handed the ball off.
Yeah, he handed it off.
But he still went to 4. Right. I mean,
he won two Super Bowls because of Terrell Davis, Georgia football bulldog.
Aaron Rodgers also played most of his career with Mike McCarthy, so.
Right.
That's not ideal.
When Aaron Rodgers goes to Cleveland.
What about John Elway and Dan Reeves?
No, I'd rather have Dan Reeves than Mike McCarthy.
When Aaron Rodgers goes to Cleveland next year, he's going to change everything there.
Light it up.
I look at him as the same way I look at Brady. Wherever Rodgers goes, if there's talent around them, that team's going
to
be good.
Well, there's supposed to be talent in Miami. Miami was a 10-win team last year, and now they got one win, and they are headed to Buffalo today for a 1 o'clock kickoff against the Bills, where the Bills are a 2-touchdown favorite.
Mm.
2 touchdowns, and Sean McDermott, the coach of the Bills, is about to make everyone laugh by talking about Tua improving.
Yeah, he looks like he's playing good football. You see how he's developing with more time and the rapport he's building with his receivers and tight ends. I think that's evident on film.
Fourier, you get the first chance to mock Sean McDermott.
I always laugh because I wish all press conferences, all the coaches were only allowed to say the negative things about the player, like the things that they don't do well.
Or tell the truth.
Them laughing. Yeah, to tell the truth, yes. Yes. All the things that they see when they go, oh, God, he can't do this, he can't do this. Like, that's what I want to hear. I don't think Tua's been, terrible. I mean, but he hasn't been, great. I just don't think he's, he's just not my cup of tea.
He sucks.
So I'm not surprised McDermott was,
Tua's
just not. Never been a fan, but he hasn't been terrible.
The Bills now are minus 15.
Take them. I know we're going to get into that one next. But and I just think today, watching Justin Herbert, you're going to say that could have been the Miami Dolphins quarterback. That guy there could have been playing the Patriots twice a year and wreaking havoc on them for a decade plus. Instead, they went for Tua, and they're either going to trade for Deshaun Watson or they're going to be back in the mix in a couple of years trying to find another quarterback.
Right. All Tua has shown is that we got to be careful with these Alabama quarterbacks. Him, Jalen Hurts.
Come on, just lump him in.
Who, Mac Jones?
Yeah.
No, I think the jury's still out on Mac Jones. He's still early.
He could be the best out of the three.
He could be the best out of the three. But
I still like her. I'm not done on Hurts. I haven't given up on
no,
him.
No, but we're starting to see that there's not been one that's kind of made that next step.
But it's early.
Even look at Kyler Murray, right? Here's what I will say, because people used
the Oklahoma guys have been better than the Alabama guys.
Yes. That's the thing. Those Oklahoma,
which one's Jalen Hurts? Is he Oklahoma or is he Bama? We still haven't figured that one out
yet. If he's good, Oklahoma.
I'm not even going to get into Murray. Because I said the other day,
he's 7-1.
Well,
he played without DeAndre Hopkins.
He's a great running back playing quarterback.
Man,
when you watch the guy
run, he looks like a great running back. Stop it. He's one of the.
Prove me wrong, too.
He's really good. Say, no, like Gresh is going down with the ship on this
he's
one.
He's probably top. he's probably what, top 7?
There's
Kyler Murray.
He might be top 10.
Let's stop the insanity right now and get to Cincinnati at the New York Jets. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Cincinnati is now an 11.5-point favorite. But Jets wide receiver Corey Davis said, yeah, we got whooped, but now we got to bounce back.
Let's get back to work. Got to get right back to work. Back to what we know and control the controllables. Obviously, that was a bad loss. That was a tough one for us. But it was week to week and we got to move on to the next.
Cincinnati looks like they're legit, man.
Pretty good. They're going to grab another win today. Yeah. They're going to be 6-2.
Is Joe Flacco playing? What do we got?
I think
here?
Mike White is starting, I believe.
Yes. Apparently, Mike White is still going to be the starter, but now they brought in a veteran.
And Cincinnati just beat up on Baltimore.
Yeah. They're good.
Cincinnati.
Burrow and Jamar Chase is going to be rookie of the year.
Jamar Chase is a baller. Cincinnati's legit, man. They're in that point where they kind of the same with Cleveland. They're no longer the laughing stock of the AFC when you go, wait a second, this team here.
No, they're not.
And this is one of those spots where if the Bengals were going to bangle, this is where they would bungle to the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Don't see it happening.
No way.
The Jets are just so
not
bad.
Against the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jets had a week to prepare, 2 weeks really to prepare for the Patriots.
And that's what they did.
And even before Zach Wilson got hurt, you're like, this ain't going to happen. Right. This ain't
going to
work.
No.
It's not going to work.
So Tampa Bay is at New Orleans in a battle at 425. Hmm. That one in the NFC South. And Cam Brate, the tight end that Tom Brady doesn't throw to on the formula for winning.
I feel like as long as we were able to protect Tom, kind of establish the line of scrimmage, that's what really helped us in the playoffs. So hopefully run the football and protect the quarterback, yeah.
T. Tampa minus four. Down a little bit from 4.5.
Yeah, they played three times last year, and the Saints beat them both times in the regular season before.
Yeah, that was before Brady, no, Brady was got a year before. Under his belt.
And he didn't look good in those games either. Then playoff time was a different story.
He looks good this year.
He does. He might be the MVP.
Even
the way things are going.
Right. Even the game he lost to the Rams, you were like, man, Brady's still. Yeah. So I think last year, like I kind of last year was the Brady getting through some of those hurdles of the offense and how whatever their identity. But now it's like it's Tom's team.
No,
here's what
good.
We're doing. We're throwing the football. I know, Byron, you're in my ear, but I'm going to call the plays most of the time. And
no
Bruce,
Antonio Brown, but not a huge deal. And New Orleans,
Johnson's good.
Maybe no Gronk today for Tampa either. No, something worth keeping an eye on.
I don't know how New Orleans is 4-2. Not that impressive.
I was just going to say.
Isn't that weird?
The Saints basically have the record I thought that the Patriots would have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought they'd be 4-2. Mm-hmm. I thought they'd have, like, you know, two losses, the two main teams. And I thought they'd be... You'd be sitting there going, huh, do I believe in them?
Right.
Are they, okay, what, I mean, can we trust them? Okay, when is this going to, like, you know, all implode? Because, you know, the Saints, like, think about it, they beat you,
right.
You know, and they did what they needed to do against you guys, and that was a team I thought that was a push, should have been a 50-50 opportunity, but they dominated you when they needed to. So you give them credit for that, at least, mm-hmm. but I don't think they're up to the task against Tampa.
No, you know, so you know what's the problem is for the Saints, what gave everybody a false sense of hope for this team? Is their first game when they beat Green Bay.
Right, and it was just such a weird one. And that was like Green Bay and Buffalo had the week one games where they just like weren't ready for some reason.
Right.
And then they've been so much better since then because the Saints lost to the Giants.
Right.
And then they barely beat Seattle with Geno Smith as the quarterback. So, like, they're not very good, but then yet here they are 4-2. Yeah,
but here they are.
Yeah, they're 4-2.
Here they are. They're doing something right.
Mm-hmm. They're the obvious example of this is the week-to-week league. Like, you know, Jameis Winston has had two touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
One was last week, and then there was one against the Patriots. So, yeah, I was trying to throw it away. Guy went up and, you know, a hamburger helper hand it, pulled
it
down.
But they're definitely managing him. He has not had a 300-yard game yet this season.
They might only give him like 20 to 22 attempts a game. They keep him on the wraps.
Pittsburgh is at Cleveland in a game that is going to kick at 1 o'clock, and we know that Cleveland on the Patriots schedule coming up here in a couple of weeks, and Baker Mayfield might be in, will be in, apparently is going to play, but he said the one thing the decision won't be is selfish.
You know, I said it last week, if I feel like I'm not able to be close to 100% and be able to help this team, if I'm in a situation where I'm going to hurt the team, I'm not going to go. So that's where we were at, and that's what we evaluated.
Yeah,
so he's not going to be like a Jimmy Garoppolo, act like a little bitch, and right before the game starts, he's going to say he can't go.
He ain't going to do that.
Is that the thing?
No.
He's not going to wait till the last moment?
All he has to do, because I think they've kind of changed the identity of their team with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, just be somebody that is a little bit better than a game manager at times, right? You got talent all over you, around you.
Yeah, make a couple throws when you have to.
Make a couple of those good throws.
Do
don't make them dumb throws that we've seen Baker Mayfield make before. We'll run the football, and our defense is legit. You know, we're going to get after guys. And so I think Cleveland, this is a big game for them because if they can now get to
this is a big one.
5-3 and put themselves in a position to be, you know, continue to make that push for that playoff run. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's big, too, for, you know, you look at the Patriots, because if the Patriots win, well, I don't think they do, but let's say the Patriots win, Browns lose, now you have the same record as them, and you're kind of inching closer to one of those teams and taking one of those spots.
Why do we still think Baker Mayfield's a championship quarterback? What am I missing here?
Championship? I'm saying they're going to beat Pittsburgh week 8.
No, but there's the thought that Cleveland can be a player and that they found the guy that can get them there. Like, to me, Baker Mayfield is, you know where he's at a point in his career?
Mm-hmm.
Like Ryan Tannehill. He's at the crossroads. Is Cleveland either going to say, we really believe in you and we're going to keep you, or this guy is going to be out into the wilderness and another team is going to be hoping, well, I hope I can get the Baker Mayfield that was at Oklahoma, not the guy who got to 10 wins and then kind of plateaued with Cleveland.
It's all about picking up his option. Like, they haven't picked up his fifth-year option yet.
No, they've kind of told us that they really don't think he's going to be the long-term guy
I think he's one of those guys that you would like to do better than, but if you don't bring them back, you can easily do worse. And especially that franchise, look at the quarterbacks they've had since they've moved back to Cleveland.
Oh, there's no question.
He's the best one they've ever had. Last year, 26 touchdowns, 8 picks. The team went 11-5, and they won a playoff game. that might as well be Tom Brady to the right. Cleveland organization. Like, and, that's as good as it's
and
been.
His numbers were better than Josh Allen's numbers in his first 2 years.
His rookie year, he was good. But then he's also played for like four different head coaches, three different coordinators.
How much of Baker Mayfield's issues is the fact that he's had so much inconsistency around him in coaching, which I think is probably have to do a lot with why he struggled. Now it seems like this new guy, they got it as
Stefanski.
Yeah. You know, if you can kind of keep that good coach around them that teaches them and shows them, hey, this is what we do things, and he's kind of out of that college mentality of like, you know, I can go around and I can gunsling everything, and he's buying into I can't do that in the NFL. They got enough talent around them. Who in the AFC would you say is the clear cut can win it or get them to the Super Bowl?
What do you mean, like in terms of a quarterback or the coach?
I guess
because let me flip it around. If you put Baker Mayfield on the Arizona Cardinals, mm-hmm. are they 7-0 or 7-1?
No,
do you believe in that guy at that level?
Maybe, yeah,
but I don't think so because I think Kyler Murray's a better quarterback. My thing is Josh Allen. What has he done to let me believe or people say he's the best guy in the AFC where we're penciling him in and the Bills as a Super Bowl contender?
He's proving it this year. This, to me, is the Josh Allen prove-it year mm-hmm. because to be really good, you got to prove that you can go back-to-back years of playing at a really high level.
That's why I said all of those seven teams that are sitting in the top seven spots right now, in my opinion, I believe any one of those teams could represent the AFC as
they all got questions. Like every single one of those teams.
Right.
And that's why I think... Let's say Baker Mayfield's middle of the pack quarterback. If you have a good defense and if you have playmakers around right. you, like you can,
and you're one of the top three rushing teams in the NFL.
Yep,
you can easily get there. Yep.
Tennessee is at Indianapolis. Indy is a 3-point favorite in this game. It's going to kick off at 1:00. We were actually having an off-air conversation uh-oh. About Derrick Henry and how much Derrick Henry has really got left in the tank because. The guys, once again, he is putting up numbers that put him in an MVP discussion. But he said, doesn't matter the record against Indy, they're always tough.
Well, I think it's just they know us and we know them. And, you know, we play them twice a year and it's always a tough battle. So, you know, you just got to pay attention to the little things, the details, make sure, you know, you're watching more film.
Not only does Derrick Henry lead the league in rushing, guys, he has, and I'm looking at it right here, the next highest running back in terms of carries in the NFL is Joe Mixon with 123. He's second. Yeah. You have Derrick Henry with 191 carries for 869 yards, which is almost 300 yards more than Jonathan Taylor of Indianapolis. And the guy has got 10 touchdowns. He's an enigma.
Yeah, he's a beast. And he's 27. So how many more years can he do
it? There's another team.
Yeah. Two more.
And there's another team in the Tennessee Titans that could easily represent the AFC.
They definitely could. And I think the Colts are a team to watch because they also have a good roster. And if Carson Wentz is playing well, I think they're pretty dangerous. And I think, though, as a Patriots fan, you want Tennessee just to win and just run away with that division. Because, you know, the two teams at the bottom of that division are trash.
Right.
And then if hand the Colts another loss, and then so you're not really competing with them for a playoff spot. That's what you'd hope. Because if Indy wins, they get to 4-4. Then Tennessee's 5-3. And then now they're both still ahead of you in that race for the wild card.
Yeah, the Colts have been putting up some points.
Yep.
They've been putting up a lot of points since they last played. I think it was in, like, week three, you know. But... This is an interesting one because they're two coaches, Frank Reich and Mike Vrabel. And Vrabel's never swept the Colts. He's never swept Frank Reich while he has been coaching over the last 3 years. So this one really, I mean, if you use that as some sort of betting metric, I would say leads you to believe that the Colts can win this game.
Yeah, and I think this is a game for the Colts very similar to like with the Patriots game today where if you can beat a team like Tennessee, or you could be the team like the Chargers, it then lets you know those players in that locker room that we can play with the playoff teams. Because that's the biggest thing that you know, if you mentally believe that and you're able to prove it on the football field, that's what you see teams make being successful is living off of that momentum.
All right, and the last game we're going to touch on is the WTFs, the Washington football team. And I know I said it wrong. Mm-hmm. They're at Denver where at 4:25 they will take on Teddy Bridgewater and the Denver Broncos. Now, Broncos got off to a great start, and now we've seen the real Denver Broncos, and Teddy Bridgewater knows what time it is.
No panic. I said it to the guy yesterday. I'm like, man, hey, we got to have a sense of urgency. You know, it's not time to panic, but it almost is because, you know, you know, this thing can go in the wrong direction fast.
So basically it's what is Washington, because Denver has beaten all the bad teams they've played and they've lost all the good teams they've played.
Right.
So is Washington, I think they're not very good. So this could be the formula for Denver to get back. And if they win, they'll be 4-4.
Washington is mad overrated defensively. They were coming off a great year. They haven't followed that up. And if you're Denver, it's kind of like the New England Chargers game, just in terms of if you're Denver, you find a way to win, you're at 4-4 and you're kind of hanging around.
Well, yeah, but they like their quality of win is very similar to the Patriots' quality of win.
And unlike New England, Denver doesn't have a good football team that they're playing today in Washington. They should be able to beat Washington and put them in that position where, hey, because that seventh seed, in my opinion, is going to be 10 wins. Mm-hmm. And now these teams that are kind of hovering around 3-4 or 4-3, what do we need to do to get to that 10-win number? And Denver, if they want to be able to get there, they have to beat the Washington football team.
Yeah, so I think Jerry Jeudy is going to be playing today.
That's right.
That should help. Yep. And the thing with Denver is, like, when you look at Vic Fangio, it's like the offense isn't the problem. It's the defense that's the problem. And that's his cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how many, you know, how
He's
much
toast.
Influence. I know he is. Right. You know, he never felt like the right pick to begin with, but at this day and age, who the hell is? Like, honest to God, who do you know? How do you know if a guy is?
I mean, if John Elway
bring back Vance Joseph.
If John Elway's making the pick, it probably ain't good because he hasn't been able to pick a QB. He is, and there's
kinda.
That's the thing. Yes, kinda.
I heard he still hovers around the building.
Yeah. Who's that, Elway?
Well, they have an ownership situation there too, with Pat Boland dying, and which of the kids is going to take it? Probably just going to lead to him selling, and then Jeff Bezos is in the league, and then everything changes. So, coming up, we will get to D-Generation Bets. But first, here's Shime. He is ready to trend.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Braves have taken a 3-1 World Series lead with a 3-2 win over the Astros last night. Game 5 tonight in Atlanta. First pitch, 8:15. The Bruins battled back and toppled the previously undefeated Florida Panthers 3-2 in a shootout last night at the TD Garden. The Celtics lost a tough one to the Wizards in double OT, 115-112. And the Patriots take on the LA Chargers this afternoon out in Los Angeles. Kickoff for that game is at 4:05. And in Saturday news, News Center 5 is reporting that Jerry Remy has passed away at the age of 68. All of WEEI extends its deepest condolences to the entire Remy family. I'm Chris Shime. That's what's trending now on WEEI and
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah.com.
We're right back to NFL Sunday
with Fourier, Wiggy, Gresh, and Keith on WEEI.
The New England Patriots will take on the Los Angeles Chargers on this Halloween at 4.05 p.m. at SoFi Stadium. Here is the betting information you need for this game, brought to you by BetQL. The Patriots are 4.5-point underdogs against the Chargers, with the over-under on this total set at 49.5 points. Justin Herbert under 291.5 passing yards at minus 115 is a prop bet to think about, as is Mac Jones over 240.5 passing yards at minus 115. One trend for the Patriots here is on the money line. Belichick is 33-5 after a win by 28 or more points while coaching New England. I like the Patriots plus 4.5 and the over 49.5 points.
Thank you, Lucy. There is your BetQL Patriots betting preview. It is time for Degeneration Bets here on NFL Sunday. It's Wiggy, Fourier, Gresh, and Keith. And, well, let's look back. We got to look back before we can look forward. Fourier went 1-2 last week. Ooh, he is 13-8 overall in our picks.
Another big week from your boy.
Wiggy went 2-1.
Yep. Yeah.
He's now
there you go. Chipping away.
He is now
chip
9-12 on the year.
You know who
Wiggy.
I will not take no more because they've killed me all year long.
What's that?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Chiefs have screwed me.
Every time I go 2-1, it's because I picked the Chiefs and the Chiefs have screwed me. No more.
Yeah, the Jets and the Bears let Fourier down last week.
The Jets.
Yeah, no, that was
Jets a bad let call. Fourier that was me, down. That was me feeling really good about myself.
He was getting cute. He went all dogs last week.
Right.
He was
cute.
And then Keith and I went 3-0 last week. Yeah, Tennessee, Tampa Bay, and New England all the way across the board. All right, gents, let's start with, and I just want to look to, let's start with Tampa Bay, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at New Orleans, and Tampa are big 5.5-point favorites on the road. Oof. We start with the leader, Fourier. What do you got?
Oh, I'm going first.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Bucs minus 5 and the hook.
Nice.
Plain, simple, not messing around, playing the Saints.
Good lingo.
I think I'm not buying into the Saints. This is that's it. No analysis.
Okay. All right.
None needed.
Wow. Not none.
All right, next on the ball, Keith.
I'll go with Tampa Bay as well. I know there's no Antonio Brown, and Gronk could be a little bit banged up, but like we were talking about before, I don't know how the Saints have a 4-2 record. You know, they haven't really beaten anybody great this year outside of that first game, which seems like the one that kind of stands out as not really them, or maybe not really the Packers. So I'll take the Bucks to keep this thing rolling. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin have a big day. Tom Brady's MVP season continues, and they beat the Saints by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't love the Saints, but plus the 5.5 here at home, I am going to take them because I do think their defense is legit. And, you know, we kind of underrate Tampa's running game. It's not overpowering because, well, you got Tom Brady and three number one wide
Fournette's
receivers
been good,
when they're
though,
right. But Fournette's been really good. I think they take that part out of that. If Gronk plays, that could completely screw me. I'm going to bet that Gronk doesn't play today against New Orleans. Part of the reason why I'm going with the Saints, but I'm not in love with the pick.
Yeah,
Wiggs, what do you got?
I'm going Tampa Bay. I'm like, Christian, give me the 5 and the hook. And Tampa is just too good. Because even when Gronk doesn't play, they still get those other two tight ends involved, O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate. They're just talented. Even when their only loss on the season came to the Rams, and that was a game where the offense played well, Brady played well. And the one issue that the Bucs have, no one can take advantage of their secondary because Jameis Winston ain't going to do that.
Yeah, they won't let Jameis do it. And it's just Kamara on offense. That's all they got.
That's it. Yeah. And that's not enough firepower to keep up with Brady.
Nope.
All right, let's get to the Buffalo Bills, who are 15-point favorites.
Wow.
At home, hosting the Miami Dolphins. Keith, what do you got
here? I will take the Buffalo Bills. All of their wins this year have been blowout wins, including in Miami, where they beat them 35-0.
Ooh.
Buffalo's coming off the bye. I think they're a significantly better team than Miami is. And after the loss that Buffalo had going back a couple weeks, I think they're going to bounce back nicely against this Dolphins team.
I hate this number because I'm with you. Like, I want to just jump in and say Buffalo, Buffalo, but even the markets are driving it up.
15.
So you know
points,
there's got. I mean, 15 is a ton. Mm-hmm. But you win by two touchdowns, 28-14, and still lose the bet. I am going to go with Buffalo. I wish it were 14. 13.5 would make it real juicy, but there's a reason this line is massive because nobody believes in the Dolphins. Wiggs, what do you got?
Let's go, Buffalo.
I'm going with the
Bills, too. Miami stinks. Tua stinks. That whole franchise.
Whole operation down there.
Think about this. Yeah. You know who you might see back here next year? Brian Flores.
Ooh.
Wow, you think you might get fired?
Interesting.
I don't know about that.
Deshaun Watson.
Quickly.
No, I think
he's now a crappy coach. It's amazing. But see, 6 months later, he can't coach anybody.
But that's how the NFL works, man. Turns very quickly.
Yeah, although, I mean, to be fair, though, it's not just the Tua issue. Like, their defense stinks.
Right.
And Flores is supposed to be a defensive guy, and they got to clean that up.
How do you win 10 games last year,
right,
and then you actually have a better team because you added some pieces, and you...
They never should have let Kyle Van Noy go.
You might be...
And Ted Karras.
You might
have kept both.
You might be looking at a team that Miami, if you're the owner, that goes from 10 wins to maybe two.
I think they're gonna sell out on Deshaun Watson, and they'll probably let Watson pick the coach.
Better chance the GM might get fired before. I mean, because guess who holds Miami's first round pick? Philadelphia. And if they draft an awesome player with Miami's pick, if you're the owner, you're going to be ticked. Foyer, Buffalo minus 15.
Yeah,
hosting Miami.
Yeah, I got burnt by the. I didn't believe in the point spreads last week. There's just too many points. I'm like, it's the NFL. It's just these guys aren't doing this, but it happens. I feel like it happens more than ever this year. I feel like teams have been blowing other teams out. So I'm going to stick with the Bills. I am. I'm going to stick with see if I can change my fortune with a 15-point spread.
All right, and then finally, the Patriots are getting 5 at the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm gonna go Patriots plus the 5 here, and the pick that I made on TV, and I even said it on the show, 28-24. I think the Chargers win the game, but the Patriots have played everybody close. You're giving me more than a field goal. Give me the Patriots plus the 5. Wiggy.
This is a hard one for me. This
one sneak up on you?
Yeah, because
you didn't know we're picking the Pats?
No. It's a hard one for me because my gut is telling me that the Patriots will play this game close and they might even win, but if they do lose, it'll be less than 5. But my head is telling me the Chargers.
Okay. Well, so which side are you going to go with?
I'm going to go Chargers on this one.
So you're going with your head?
Yeah, I'm going to go with my head because I feel like the Chargers are going to bounce back.
All right.
And they're going to go out there and they're going to say, let's show the rest of the league we are one of the best teams in the NFL.
So you went Chargers?
Yeah, and I think I also think it's a revenge game for a lot of those guys after.
Yeah, they got absolutely smoked last year.
Yeah.
Foyer, what you got?
Yeah, I like that the ending of Wiggy's analysis is a reason for picking. But I'm still gonna take the Pats. I'm gonna take the Pats. I think the Chargers, the Patriots actually lose the game, but the Pats are gonna cover. And actually,
thread
that
needle.
Doesn't make sense.
Thread that needle. Yeah Pats will lose, but by less than 5. That's all you're saying.
Yeah.
I know they've played 2 good teams close. Those games were both at home. This
Very
one
true.
On the road, and I just think they are so outmatched with the second corner on the second number one receiver for the Chargers. I love Herbert, and I also think it's bad timing for the Pats. Had the Chargers beaten the Ravens, I think it might be a little bit different. Or had they played a close game with the Ravens, I think getting absolutely destroyed, then having another week to think about it, I think they will take it out on the Pats. So I will take the Chargers to win and cover.
All right, so for Degeneration Bets, in terms of Tampa, New Orleans, the only outlier is me. I have New Orleans plus. We are all on Buffalo minus the 15. And then Fourier and me are on Patriots plus 5. Keith and Wiggy are on the Chargers minus 5. And, of course, BetQL has got all of your betting info to help you help make you a better degenerati if you're going to drop the bets anywhere in New England minus Maine and Massachusetts right now. Because in Connecticut and in Rhode Island and in New Hampshire, you can't. I guess Vermont counts as well, but do they really? great foliage, but I don't know.
Good beers.
They kind of get the boot of the six New England states. And, of course, we recognize the loss of Jerry Remy, longtime Red Sox broadcaster, passed away. Reports this morning, he's 68 years old. And our thoughts and prayers are with the Remy family and all of Red Sox Nation. We will get you some final thoughts before we're out of here. This is NFL.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sunday.
We're right back to NFL Sunday.
With Fourier, Wiggy, Gresh, and Keith on WEEI.
Down the home stretch here on NFL Sunday. NFL Sunday sponsored by the Ketchus Law Group, where you pay nothing unless they win at KetchusLaw.com. Zuti, build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. And your New England Kubota tractor dealers. So, Patriots Monday, as we know it, is still on as scheduled here tomorrow on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Although, the one change will be Bill Belichick, scheduled to join the Greg Hill Show at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. So, that's 9:30 a.m. for Bill Belichick. I know Keith and I will talk to an offensive player and Lawrence Guy, scheduled to join us on Patriots Monday, and Mac Jones with Merlone and Fourier. Your place for the best Patriots coverage the day after the game is the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com, and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app. Wiggy, is there a element of this game against the Chargers that has not been discussed that you think is relevant? Like, for example, we do have, as composed as Brandon Staley has been, it is another first-year head coach against Bill Belichick. Does that matter?
No, I don't think that matters anymore. I think it's more about the head coach who's a first-year guy, and it seemed like this Brandon Staley kid has done a good job. The thing that I'll look at is the Jonnu Smith thing.
Okay.
Right? So we don't know what his status is, right? We know he's dealing with something, but we don't know what the status is for the game. And so if he's not able to go, and they have been trying to get him more involved, where do they go from there, and who becomes that next guy?
How about this, Fourier? So Andrew Callahan, who is the Patriots beat writer for the Boston Herald, tweeted, per ESPN, Patriot fans are expected to compromise 63% of today's crowd at SoFi Stadium. Number one, does that make a difference? And number two, are we sleeping on the fact that this is Mac's first big start on the road against a good team in what, before that tweet, we thought might be a bit of a hostile environment?
Yeah, I think the Chargers are used to the fact that their stadium is just really like a neutral site. You know, it's just a neutral site. It's like a bowl game for all these other teams, and you know, people travel. Who doesn't want to go to LA? It's sunny. Right. It's, you know, like, it's like an excuse to get out of town. So I don't think. I mean, it is what it is for the Chargers, and it'll always be that way. But for Mac, first big road game, I think he's used to it. I don't see like the environment being really intimidating. I don't feel like he's going to be intimidated by, you know, the Bolt God, who is like their official like mascot. You know, some, you know, I don't see it being the case. That's his name. His name's Zeus. The Bolt God.
Right. We can't say Zeus because of copyright.
He's not even that good of a mascot either. Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
But Christian, I think the one thing Mac, it's not about Mac being intimidated. Like, because I don't think he's intimidated at all. My concern is more of how much pressure does Mac put on himself in games, right? You know what I mean? And that's why I think it's more about what he the pressure he puts on, because I think he does a good job of not being intimidated. The moment never, like, gets to him of it being too big to get break. It's more about the pressure he puts on himself
right.
throughout the game. And that's the thing you have to keep an eye on, especially against a good team on the road.
I think it's just such a massive game, as we talked about earlier, with the trade deadline on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The difference and how it's going to feel between 4-4 with a win in L.A. against the Chargers versus 3-5 and you haven't beaten anybody. Right. It's so big, let alone what all these other teams do. Some of them are head-to-head, like Pittsburgh and Cleveland today and Indy and Tennessee. So you know there's going to be wins across the board at some point there, that I just think this could really determine the second half of the season for this team, and like just how invested we're all going to be in.
I think a lot of these sort of like 6 through 11 in terms of the AFC standings, so that would take you from the Chargers all the way down to Kansas City.
Yeah. Right.
There is a ton of questions about all of those teams because the Chargers have one to answer today. New England does as well.
So if you can start grabbing head-to-head wins against those teams.
Well, it's more about if you can start to continually to gain ground.
Right.
Because let's say they lose today. The Chargers now go to 5-2.
Yeah.
And then let's say Cleveland wins. They now go to 5-3. So you've put yourself in a position where you are now losing distance. And both the Chargers and Cleveland right now are the 6th and 7th seed.
And if you lose close, it's now, well, they played the Chargers, Cowboys, and Bucks close. It's like, all right.
They lost
to them all.
Right.
But if they beat them, now I'll actually feel a little bit better about those ones. Like, all right, they are capable of winning a game against a good team, and they were so close on those other two, but they didn't. But you can't just keep losing close games. Like, guess what? The Lions lose close games. Nobody gives them credit for that. They're 0-7. They're horrible. But they lost by a 66-yard field goal. They had another game that was less than a possession.
Right.
Okay, it's the NFL. There are close games.
I think we're also learning that there's very few super teams this year. Even in the NFC, if I said to you, which one of those one-loss teams is the super team?
Bucks.
Bucks would be the one you by default?
Yeah.
Because of that offensive talent?
You're right. There's no super team in the AFC.
No, God,
but there is, like, there's a group of good teams.
Yeah.
And then there's everybody else. And are you putting yourself in the category of the group of good teams?
Like, there's a good team that may miss the playoffs in the AFC. There's going to be a bad team that makes the playoffs in the NFC.
It'll be that 7 seed.
Yeah,
you're exactly right.
This team doing
right
here?
Now, that's a 3-3 team that's holding that spot to this point. All right. Make sure you're catching Bill Belichick tomorrow at 9:30 as a part of Patriots Monday on the Greg Hill Show. Mac Jones joins Merlone and Fourier tomorrow. That show is from 2 to 6, and of course 10 to 2. You can get Gresh and Keefe, where hopefully we will talk to Lawrence Guy if they're not flying home, or if the guy's dog tired after a red eye. There's that as well. And a Patriots offensive player. Don't forget the real post-game show coming up. So when the Patriot game ends, make sure to flip it over for Glenn and the crew on the real post-game show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.